The decisions weren't easy, but there are tougher ones to come for the Sioux Greyhounds. With 3 days of training camp in the books, a group of 56 players is down to 44 heading into the annual Red and White game on Friday night. Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftes said following Thursday's scrimmages that there were some players in the group that left a mark. "It's tough on one side of it because a lot of them are part of the younger group," Raftes said. "A lot of those guys showed well. Some of them, you could see it's a lot of hockey in a short amount of time and they get worn down a little bit. It's a good experience for them that they can take back to their U18 or junior program." With a short turnaround between Friday's Red and White game and the Greyhounds' first exhibition game on Saturday night against Sudbury, Raftes said the plan will still be to go with a slightly bigger roster following the next round of cuts. "We're definitely going to have some extra guys coming out of camp, but it's guys that warrant a spot and guys that deserve a little bit longer of a look," Raftes said. "There's a couple spots up for grabs and we've been surprised by a couple of guys too." In the Red and White game on Friday, four veterans are slated to miss the game. Forward Owen Allard and defensemen Caden Carlisle and Luke Brzustowski will be out due to injury, while overage forward Keegan McMullen will miss the game as he returned home due to a personal matter but will return to the team. The players cut and reassigned following Thursday's scrimmages include goaltenders Matthew Sari, Tyler Hodges, and Mitch Webb, defensemen Anthony Churamitaro, Evan Roach, and forwards Braden Russell, Matthew Prendergast, Aiden Nicholson, Troy Hunka, Jackson Mayo, Nate Brentnell, and Andrew Hopley.